Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the new Monday show on blogtalkradio.com, where the good news is shared in a unique way. I am Charlene, your hostess. Thank you for listening to this motivational radio talk show where we educate and inspire one another and promote good deeds of our favorite entertainers, business organizations, and households. At this time, you should have a notebook, pencil, and Holy Bible. Please use the King James Version, as I will help you to understand its meaning during the read-along. Just a reminder, I am not an ordained preacher. I am simply a person that likes to help others, including guiding the understanding of the language of the Bible and its social themes. Today's read-along will be from 2 Chronicles, beginning with chapter 28, verse 1. The New Monday Show believes in God as the maker of heaven and earth. The New Monday Show believes it is He from whom all thoughts of truth and peace proceed, who came down to earth in the image of a humble servant to serve humankind. And His name is Jesus. Others may refer to Him as such names as Yeshua or Isa. Community announcements. Shop Avon with me locally or online at youravon.com/Charlene Stevens, available 24/7. Phone ordering and customer care is available. Sell Avon with one of my sales team, sales development team, or Ethnic Pride sales rep team. Startup kits are affordable and available at start.youravon.com. Use reference code Charlene Stevens, spelled S-H-E-R-L-E-N-E-S-T-E-V-E-N-S, with no space in between. TV special today is the Oscars on ABC, 7/6 Central. We remember producer Bob Yorkin. It's National Pretty Brown Girl Day. And it's Drew Barrymore's birthday. Tomorrow is Niecy Nash's birthday. Thursday is Rashida Jones' birthday, and Friday is the annual celebration of Birth Master Fard Muhammad, in theaters Kidnapped, and it's Erykah Badu and Fats Domino's birthday. Saturday, we remember Elizabeth Taylor, Leonard Nimoy, who is the actor Mr. Spock, and Marian Anderson, and it's Chili of TLC's birthday. Sunday, we remember Davy Jones, and it's the TV Special Academy Awards, ABC Channel, 7/6 Central, and it's Tasha Smith's birthday. Community announcements news. Model Liberty Ross and music producer Jimmy Levine wed at pal David Geffen's Malibu home on Valentine's Day. Among the guests, Oprah Winfrey, Pharrell Williams, and Tom Hanks. Heather Morris gave birth to son Owen Bartlett on February the 11th. The Glee alum and her husband Taylor Hubble are also parents of Elijah, who's two. Lady Antebellum singer Charles Kelly and wife Cassie welcomed their first child, Ward Charles, in Nashville, February 11th, after years of fertility struggles. So let's keep them in prayer. Jennifer Lawrence donated $2 million to establish the Jennifer Lawrence Foundation Cardiac Intensive Care Unit at the Cozair Children's Hospital in her hometown of Louisville. Great deed, Jennifer. A musical based on Disney's smash hit Frozen will debut on Broadway in spring 2018. No Doubt has enlisted AFI frontman Davey Havok to fill in for Gwen Stefani while she focuses on her new solo album, the band confirms to us. Production on Star Wars Episode 8 began February the 15th. Joining the cast are Laura Dern, Benicio del Toro, and newcomer Kelly Marie Tran, whose credits include NBC's About a Boy. J.K. Rowling announced the script for the upcoming play, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, Parts 1 and 2, will be published July 31st. The story takes place 19 years after the Battle of Hogwarts. Jennifer Lopez has added 19 performances to her Las Vegas residency show, Jennifer Lopez, All I Have. Alanis Morissette is expecting her second child with husband Mario Soleil Treadway. They are parents of son Ever, who is 5. Michael, the brother of Christine Cavallari, was found to have died from hypothermia after he crashed and vacated his car in Salt Wash, Utah in December. So let's keep her in prayer. Bill Murray allegedly threw the phones of two fellow patrons off the rooftop of Vesuvio restaurant in Carmel, California on February the 12th. The 65-year-old actor will pay for the damages. Continuing with the new Monday Show news announcements, I have created or redesigned my ministry, Shirlene's Ministries. It's no longer a goal of a building ministry under Touch of Faith Ministry. It has now been renamed as God in Christ Purpose Assembly. For more information on the building ministry goal, please go to my website and portal of ShirleneOnline.com. Monetary and building space donation is welcome. The New Monday Show also has a new Facebook page. And current community news on our Facebook page, gospel singer Tasha Cobbs, let's keep her in prayer. She opened up about living with depression. Kim Kardashian West shares the photo of Saint West today. He's adorable. No. She did so in honor of her dad's birthday. Congratulations to Neo and Crystal Renee on their wedding. And let's keep Marlon Wayans in prayer. He commented that he has 40 nieces and nephews, so he has a large generational family. There's nothing wrong with having a large generational family. But let us pray that he will have a non-dysfunctional family heritage. Cicely Tyson will receive the Sidney Poitier Tribute Award at the Bahamas International Film Festival. The original cast of Good Times, a family TV show, wants to make a movie and is asking for help. You can go to the Kickstarter campaign. Their goal is $1 million. And again, if you'd like to review more interesting New Monday Show news announcements, please go to the Facebook page of New Monday Show. At this time, you may say aloud names of celebrities, entrepreneurs, or families in need of prayer. Globally, the major faith believers are Jews who use the Torah, Christians who use the Bible, and Muslims who use the Bible and or Quran. They and I believe there is only one God, one human race that descended from one couple, Adam and Eve, one heaven, one hell, and one way to achieve salvation and eternal bliss. Now, as we prepare for our meditation poem, I want you to focus on self and your unique household. Let's take a deep breath and slowly exhale out all the negativity of the weekend, of today, or of what you may have to do this evening. Meditation poem, I Am, by Michael Wynn. Let's say aloud slowly, shall we? I am strong. I am gentle. I am proud. I am humble. I am confident. I am beautiful. I am intelligent. I am becoming all that I can be. We are all children of God. Deep breath again. And slowly exhale. Today I proclaim that I believe in God. I give thanks to Him on this day and forevermore for sending Jesus to save me from eternal sin. I believe in the unique calling of this fellowship. Holy Spirit, guide me continuously so that I do not stray from God's purpose of its creation. Lord, allow wisdom and knowledge to enter into the souls, all my audiences, to be endured forever within their unique household, upon generation. In Jesus' name, my soul says, Amen. Visitors, if you've never read the Holy Bible, please open the Bible at this time. The first few pages should list the Old and New Testaments accordingly. Within the Testaments are books, and the books are chapters, and the chapters are verses. The Torah, for believers who use it, includes the Old Testament, which are recorded in the Holy Bible that we use today. Again, our Bible read-along will be from 2 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 1. My audience, ready? Let's begin our read-along. Ahaz was 20 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. But he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, like David his father, for he walked in the ways of the kings of Israel, and made also molten images of Baalim. Moreover, he burnt incense in the valley of the son of Hinnom, and burnt his children in the fire. After the abominations of the heathen, whom the Lord hath cast out before the children of Israel, he sacrificed also, and burnt incense in the high places, and on the hills, and under every green tree. Pausing for a moment. How many of you know that God's word says that the leaves may wither from the trees, from plants, but His word will always remain the same. Amen? Continuing with chapter 8, verse 5. Wherefore the Lord his God delivered him into the hand of the king of Syria, and they smote him, and carried away a great multitude of them captives, and brought them to Damascus. And he was also delivered into the hand of the king of Israel, who smote him with a great slaughter. For Pekah, the son of Remaliah, slew in Judah 120,000 in one day, which were all valiant men, because they had forsaken the Lord God of their fathers. And Zichri, a mighty man of Ephraim, slew Maaseiah, the king's son, and Azricam, the governor of the house, and Elkanah, that was next to the king. And the children of Israel carried away captive of their brethren 200,000 women, sons, and daughters, and took also away much spoil from them, and brought the spoil to Samaria. But a prophet of the Lord was there, whose name was Oded, and he went out before the host that came to Samaria, and said unto them, Behold, because the Lord God of your fathers was wroth with Judah, he hath delivered them into your hand, and ye have slain them in a rage that reacheth up into heaven. Pausing for a moment. Prophets back in the day were mostly Jews who spoke for the Lord. We had the ministers of Aaron's family only. Back in the day, there was only one family line that were ministers, and they were from the family of Aaron. Aaron was a part of the 12 tribes, and the ranking line was the political leader, who was the king or the queen, and they were also known as pharaohs. Today, in 2016, in other countries other than North America, we still find that citizen folks still reference their king or queen as a pharaoh. It does not mean that they're relating to the pharaoh that we speak about in the Holy Bible, where the tribes kept wandering for 40 years with Moses. No, it just means it's another name referencing a king or a queen. Okay? So we have the political leadership, king or a queen. Then we have the religious leadership. With the religious leadership, there were ministers. There were also religious leaders. Then there were the prophets. And the prophets were not ministers, but they worked with the ministers to speak of what the Lord wanted the people to know as an entire body of community citizens. What were they doing wrong? Why was the Lord doing this? Then you have the ministers whose job tasks were to minister within a building setting or within a specific site location, to preach only to a certain group of people, not to all the people. Now, we have to remember that we're referencing here a specific group of people, the 12 tribes of Israel. These are God's chosen people. And some would say most of them were Jews at the time. And a lot of these prophets were Jews. And in the New Testament, we will discuss that Jesus is a descendant of the Jews and a descendant of David, who was a political leader who followed in God's ways. You can have, as I have mentioned, you can have political leaders who believe in moral values and in the scriptures of the word. And you can also have political leaders who go against God's words or are atheists and who don't believe in God at all. Okay? So continuing with verse 9 of 2 Chronicles 28. Because the Lord God of your fathers was wroth with Judah, he hath delivered them into your hand, and ye have slain them in a rage that reacheth up into heaven. That's why the prophet was saying, this is why that such and such is going on, because you did such and such. Verse 10, and now ye purpose to keep under the children of Judah and Jerusalem for bondmen and bondwomen unto you. But are there not with you, even with you, sins against the Lord your God? Now hear me, therefore, and deliver the captives again, which ye have taken captain of your brethren, for the fierce wrath of the Lord is upon you. Then certain of the heads of the children of Ephraim, Azariah the son of Johanan, Berechiah the son of Meshelemoth, and Jehizkiah the son of Shalom, and Amasa the son of Halai, stood up against them that came from the war, and said unto them, you shall not bring in the captives hither, for whereas we have offended against the Lord already, ye intend to add more to our sins and to our trespass, for our trespass is great, and there is fierce wrath against Israel. So the armed men left the captives and the spoil before the prince and all the congregation, and the men which were expressed by name rose up, and took the captives, and with the spoil clothed all that were naked among them, and arrayed them, and shod them, and gave them to eat and to drink, and anointed them, and carried all the feeble of them upon asses, and brought them to Jericho, the city of palm trees, to their brethren. Then they returned to Samaria. Pausing for a moment. As Christian faith believers, we are to help in charity, to humble ourselves and help in charity and help those who are in need, not necessarily meaning financial need. It might be spiritual need. It might be emotional need. It just doesn't reflect helping the poor. The poor means poor in spirit, not necessarily poor financially. Okay? Continuing with verse 16. At that time, did King Ahaz send unto the kings of Assyria to help him? For again the Edomites had come and smitten Judah and carried away captives. The Philistines also had invaded the cities of the low country and of the south of Judah and had taken Beth Shemesh and Ajalon and Gederoth and Shochsho with the villages thereof, and Timnah with the villages thereof, Gimzo also in the villages thereof, and they dwelt there. For the Lord brought Judah low because of Ahaz, king of Israel, for he made Judah naked and transgressor against the Lord. And Tilgath-Pilneser, king of Assyria, came unto him and distressed him, but strengthened him not. For Ahaz took away a portion out of the house of the Lord, and out of the house of the king, and of the princes, and gave it unto the king of Assyria. But he helped him not. And in the time of his distress did he trespass yet more against the Lord. This is that King Ahaz. For he had sacrificed unto the gods of Damascus, which smote him. And he said, because the gods of the kings of Syria helped them, therefore will I sacrifice to them, that they may help me. But they were the ruin of him and of all of Israel. And Ahaz gathered together the vessels of the house of God, and cut in pieces the vessels of the house of God, and shut up the doors of the house of the Lord. And he made him altars in every corner of Jerusalem, and in every several cities of Judah he made high places to burn incense unto other gods, and provoked to anger the Lord God of his fathers. Now the rest of his acts and of all his ways, first and last, behold, they are written and the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. And Ahaz slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city, even in Jerusalem. But they brought him not into the sepulchres of the king of Israel. And Hezekiah his son reigned in his stead. Thus ends the reading of God's words. For next time, we will continue beginning at chapter 29, verse 1. Jot down any questions that you may have and email to me at newmondayshow@charleneonline.org. Do not read ahead. If you feel led, read over assigned scriptures again or share with family or friends if this is a new experience for you of reading the Holy Bible of God's Word. This has been your hostess. I thank you again for visiting the New Monday Show. My online page is the Family Bonding Portal at charleneonline.com, where you will find other family-friendly amusements. May you have a blessed and productive week, and don't forget to smile to one stranger every day. Now, amen to the one who keeps us from going astray. We thank you for this time of learning. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things that you have both learned, received, and heard, and see in me, and see me do, and the God of peace shall be with you.